Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. This is Drew Doherty, and on Wednesday, the Texans practiced at the Methodist Training Center. Afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak spoke about a number of things, including the absence of his rookie linebacker, Brian Cushing.
Cushing's at home. He got not feeling well last night, and got him started on some preventative stuff, and he's at home today, and he's doing better. Should be here tomorrow morning. Mario did not practice, okay? A shoulder, you know, he's coming off a banged shoulder, so he's day-to-day. Fred Bennett's not here. He's been excused by me, okay? He's got some personal issues he's dealing with. Molden did practice. Anthony Hill's back. Jock Rees is back. And then y'all know, of course, we brought in Travis Henry. And then Chris Henry, and we activated a Tim Jameson.
So. Cushing, is it flu-like symptoms?
I actually saw him. I spent some time with him last night about 5 o'clock in the training room, and I think about 6:30 or 7, he called Jeff and said he wasn't feeling well. So they went to his house and got him to the doctor and basically kept him home for preventative reasons today and should be back tomorrow.
You expect him on Sunday at full go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm expecting, you know, we've obviously got some guys that are, you know, having some issues, and so we're just trying to stay on top of it and do the smart thing with each one of them.
How concerned are you if this keeps, you know, little by little happening?
Well, I mean, you know, it's been an issue here for a few days, and hopefully it has calmed down. I mean, the guys that we've had problems with are back out here today, you know, just hopefully it stops, you know. But I think Brian's going to be fine. All indications I have been told he's doing fine, should be back in the morning.
Mario, would he be limited in any way on Sunday, do you think?
Or? If he plays, he won't be, Mark. We're just going to be smart with him this week. Mario can play without practicing, you know. I mean, he's had enough reps, so we'll be smart with him. And, like I said, I'll let y'all know day to day.
Is there a doubt that he could play on Sunday or not?
Well, the fact that he didn't practice today, obviously, but, you know, we got a long way to go.
What exactly is wrong with this? Is it a sprained shoulder?
Just got a bruised shoulder, and, he did not miss a snap the other day, so that's very encouraging. So we'll just see. We're just being smart with him right now.
You got Hill back today. I guess he's feeling good.
Yeah, he's fine. He's back. Yeah, he's okay.
What about Jock?
He's fine. Practiced him. Jock will be ready to go if we can keep him in a closet somewhere until Sunday, so he should be ready to go.
How do you look at the shape of your secondary in terms of who will be out there this week?
Well, it's slowly getting healthier, you know, with Jock back, and these young guys are getting a lot of reps. We're going to play them all, Mark. You know, obviously we're impressed with what Quinn did in the game yesterday, the other day, Bernard. But I think we just keep working them, like I said, Jock's going to be a part of the rotation this week. We'll see how far he comes and get him ready to go.
You expect to start with the same configuration that you?
I don't know. I just know that we're going to play a couple. You know, Jock and GQ are going to both play out there. You know, who starts, how we do. I don't know how important that is. They're both going to play.
I know it's not important.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know, but I'm not worried about that right now. I'm just worried about getting to Sunday and having them both right now.
Jock ready to play.
Yeah, he looked good today in practice. You know, we're kind of teaching tempo today, so we'll pick up the tempo tomorrow. But I know he's chomping at the bit to play. You know, he felt horrible about what happened last week. Nothing you can do.
How big a difference it makes to have a guy with some experience?
Well, it makes a bunch, especially against the group we're fixing to go against. I mean, that's what this team does, spread you out and throw it around with some veteran players. So, we need him. You know, it couldn't be a better time for him to come back.
In terms of challenges, their offensive skill people, especially receivers.
Well, yeah. I mean, first off, great quarterback that prides himself on getting rid of the ball quick. And then you got those receivers, those weapons. And this running back playing really good for him, too. So probably as explosive a group as we've played. So big challenge for us. You know, they're going to make some plays. We just got to find a way to contain them and hopefully make a couple of big plays of our own.
Front four as good last week as it's been?
Yeah, that's the best they played, Tim. We're very active up front, factored all day long. And the thing I was most impressed defensively is we did it from the first snap to the last snap. So hopefully we gain some confidence from that moving forward.
How's Antonio going back there?
He was played well. I mean, he and Mario were the defensive players of the game. So I tell you, I mean, it was his best outing as a Texan.
But going back against the Cardinals.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. You have to answer that. You know, I'm sure anytime you go back and play your old team, it's probably something special, especially after what that team went through last year, the run they went through. That was a hell of a year.
All right. Part of the chess match against them, like
how much nickel you actually play.
Yeah, you never know what they're going to do to you. I mean, if they play you in four wides, three wides, you know, they have the ability to do that, and that could be their game plan. So all of a sudden now you're in a different personnel defensive-wise. So, we're down, right now – we got to prepare for all of it. You know, how they decide to attack us, who knows?
What have they been doing?
They do it all. I mean, they have four wides on first down, three wides on second down. They'll go to two wides on third. I mean, they're totally out of the norm, so to speak, just very wide open offensively.
How about you talking about Golden Queen?
He played very well in the game, very physical, no mental mistakes, so in the right spots, has a nose for the football, loves the tackle. He was a big plus, played well.
Football time in Houston, and we're ready